Ladies and gentlemen, we now bring you a man who can quit show business and retire whenever he wants to. He has the biggest country seat I've ever seen. Jack Kirkwood!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry, thanks for that exaggerated introduction. Having you on this program with me is making me to suffer with gladness. But one more introduction like that, and I'm going to get mad. I'm going to get furious. You know what's going to happen?
No. What?
I'm going to get my head bashed in like I always do.
Oh, don't get mad, Jackson. All I meant was you've been in show business a long time, haven't you?
That's too true, James. Yes, I was on the stage, but I was 3 years old. In fact, I'm the only actor who ever laid eggs in an incubator.
Oh, do you come from a family of actors?
Another one.
Do you come from a family of actors, Jack?
No, I brought them with me. Lillian. My family are all writers. My mother writes songs nobody will sing. Father writes stories nobody will read. And brother writes checks nobody will cash.
Oh, don't you ever long to quit radio and go back to the stage?
Well, I you haven't heard anything, have you?
Of course not. But I just know that you have vaudeville in your blood.
Yes, and if you listen closely, you can hear my corpuscles hissing. But vaudeville was great. I remember a magician would come out upon the stage, would say a few words, and a rabbit would disappear. Then I'd come out on the stage, say a few words, and the whole audience would disappear.
I noticed they still happen once in a while.
Does that sound better with a dialect?
I think so.
Now, wait a minute, Gene. I don't want any of your lip. Well, on second thought, maybe I do. Me's still a little scared. But you'll have to pardon me now while I go and meet my new girl.
New girl?
Yes, my new girl, Hetty. Hetty Lapita. Now, she's gorgeous. Last night we sat in the parlor before the fire. She stroked my hair.
Hair?
Well, she patted the roots. And what a cute blonde she is.
I might have known. Blonde. All the time it's blonde. You like all blonde.
I do not.
All right, name one.
Nelson Eddy. After all, what's he got that I haven't got?
Shortening bread.
You ain't kidding.
I can see very well that you're an idiot.
You can't talk to me like that.
I can't, eh? Well, what are you going to do about it?
Knock this chip off my shoulder. Knock it off again. See, folks, he does everything I say. I got him buffaloed. Gracefully through the orchestra, avoiding the old racing form, three song pluggers, and the maestro's bare feet, comes pretty little Jeannie McKeon, wearing to regale us with, there, I've said it again.
I love you, there's nothing to hide, it's better than burning inside. I love you, no use to pretend. The thought that amazes is you love me and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so. But one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when.
And now, if you'll hurry, I'll take you over to the Madhouse Little Theater.
Today, the Madhouse comedy, drama, and ooh, goody, ham without points, players, present another flaming drama of the Untamed West. Today's searing saga is entitled, We're Not Shooting Dice, Mother. Those rattling bones are your own. Our scene is the Buzzard's Breath Saloon, owned and operated by Susanna Agatha Hetherington, otherwise known as Slappy Sue. We find a tall cowpuncher just punching his way through the swinging doors. Curtain, music.
Well, howdy, Slapper. Howdy.
Well, fry my toes and call me Tenderfoot. If it ain't Cactus Pete. Howdy.
Howdy, Slapper.
It ain't easy since they put your picture up in the post office. What's happened? You're getting all thin.
I've been running. Dropped 60 pounds.
Well, you're still a little blubbery around the middle, though.
Yep, reckon I didn't drop it far enough. You're looking right for it, though, gal.
I'm finer than frog hair.
You're sure looking good. Doggone, you shaved.
Nope, just bleached my face fuzz so it wouldn't show.
Gal, you sure give a movie star tough competition.
Well, you mean like Lana Turner?
No, Gabby Hayes. But I love you just the same. Let me crush you in my arms.
Oh, but Cactus!
I think you look better with your bones on the outside. Kind of reveals your inner personality.
Contorn you, Cactus. You call yourself a man? You ain't even half a one.
Half a what?
Half a one.
Half a one? I don't mind if I do, Slobber.
Why? You certain-eyed sheep herder, you done me out of another drink.
Turn quick.
I'm through with you. From now on, I'm Polecat, gal.
Polecat? Why, that ornery critter, I forgot about him. Him and me's got a score to settle.
Why? What'd he do?
Well, he's been derogating around that I'm so crooked, I have to screw my socks on.
Gone. That is bad.
Sure. I don't wear socks.
I heard him running down your bad name. He claimed you stole a bulletproof vest.
Yes. Time pulling that one out there.
Yeah, sure it is.
Calling Cactus be a thief, is he? Why, that venomous viper, that cantankerous cobra, he's wetting riled me. My blood's a-boiling. I'm so mad I could show up an anvil and expectorate window weights.
Oh, Cactus, don't do nothing hasty.
Where is that polecat? I'll kill him. I'll massacre him. I'll turn him inside out and stuff him down his own throat. Where is he?
He's in the next room.
Oh. Well, if he wants me, you know where he can find me.
Somebody out here talking about me?
Well, it's Polecat. Howdy, Polecat. Howdy.
Howdy, 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 howdy,
howdy. Howdy. Howdy, howdy.
Nice day, ain't it, Polecat?
Oh, it's you, Cactus Pete. Why, you slimy, sneaking, zeke-headed, thieving, low, verminous barman.
Low?
Yeah, low. You stole my bulletproof vest.
I did not. You just call me one more name and I'll slug you.
All right, you rat.
That ain't the name.
Well, try again, you dog.
No.
Pig.
You're getting warm. You better watch out. You don't know my own strength.
Well, we'll see how tough you are. You stole my bulletproof vest, now I'm going to tear you in two.
Tear me in two? Ha, ha, ha. That's silly. Ow! Ah!
Oh, where are you hurt, Cactus?
Which one of me do you want to talk to?
You're just stolen, Cactus. Nobody's going to steal my bulletproof vest and get away with it.
I didn't do it. He got me, Sue. I'm a-going, Sue. Lean down close, Slobber.
Polecat, you ought to be ashamed shooting Cactus. He ain't ever stole nothing in his life. You're really not hurt, are you?
No.
How come?
I got on a bulletproof vest. Now's my chance to plug Polecat. Watch.
You shot me, Cactus.
Sure did. Wait till you fall before you talk.
You shot me, Cactus. I've seen you.
Twice I shot you.
Yes. Can't feel nothing, though. I wonder what... Well, doggone. Look what's under my shirt.
Bedroom?
It's my... It's my bulletproof vest. Must have had it on since I took that last bath last month.
Cactus, If he's got the vest, what have you got on?
I don't know, girl. I found it while I was rummaging around your saloon safe. Kind of browsing like. Let me see what it is. I'll pull up my shirt a little.
Catch it! That's MacArthur.
MacArthur.
It was them whale bones that stopped the bullets. Look at it. It's all shot up. Consarn you.
Now, wait a minute, Sloppy.
You ought to know if there weren't no bulletproof vests. What'd you think them slaps was for?
I didn't know, but I've been hanging my guns from them.
Hey, my sixer!
Oh, please, Bobby, don't shoot me out.
Whoa! What'd you shoot him for, Susie?
He was a-wearing my corset, and that's a stretching thing too far.
That was love just around the corner. Served up by Irving Miller and the short order boys. They really brought down the house that time. They also brought down the program manager to see what all the racket was about. Barbershop blowhards giving Got a Locket in My Pocket, a musical trimming.
Mind if I plunge in now, Percival?
Don't hold off with the whole boy. I'm delighted.
You mean it?
Could be.
Sing, dance, do dialects, snappy dresses on and off, pay your own wires. Do you mind if I put these sunglasses around my neck? The doctor told me to goggle my throat.
It feels not hot at all. How about coming along, old boy, while I buy some things for my party?
Very well. Are you going to the corner store?
Oh, goodness, no. That chap is crooked.
Huh.
I caught him slipping a little 1 ounce lead weight on the scales yesterday.
A lead what, old bean?
Lead ounce. Lead ounce.
Lead ounce. May we, something more I should love to.
Remember that sunshine.